Hello, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at Kingdom Connection with Pastor Jensen Franklin. For many of us, Christmas can be a kind of mixed bag. For some, it's full of joy and wonder. Others find themselves lost in the hustle and bustle. For many, it's full of mixed emotions as they prepare to spend time with their family. And for some, it's a time of loneliness and fear. However we experience this season, I hope we won't miss the perfect gift that's there for all of us to find. God, in His wondrous grace, wrapped His Son and gave Him to us. If we'll receive this precious gift, He can release us from fear and rebuild our relationships. That would be the best Christmas ever. Let's join Pastor Franklin as he unwraps all the gifts we have in Jesus.
I want to talk to you about the Christmas story, the Christmas message. The Christmas story is Jesus. Luke 2:8 said that they found Him laying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling rags. This God's most prized possession in a manger, in a stable. Why would God take His most prized possession and put it in a filthy, unclean environment to be birthed and born in? What was God thinking? Why not a palace? Maybe the reason that God didn't put the baby in a palace is because the people who needed Him the most could not go to the palace, because you and I were not royal material. You and I were not palace material. We had no access to the palace. So God took the highest of high and brought Him down to the lowest of low and put Him in a filthy, unclean, dirty manger. And there, in a dirty environment, Jesus was born. Could it be He was born that way to let you know, no matter how dirty your life feels, Jesus loves to enter into the dirty places and the unclean places, the messed up, messy places of our life, and bring life and bring light into the darkness? You may feel like you're too dirty for Jesus, but remember, He was born in a manger, not a palace. See, there's something about God where He loves. Our God is excellent. As a matter of fact, our God specializes in hiding treasures in discreet, messy places. He specializes in hiding treasure. What other people see is unimportant, an old nasty stable. God had a treasure hidden in that place. He often in scriptures hid treasures in unsightly places. He hid Moses in the bulrush. He hid Joseph in a prison. He hid John the Baptist in the wilderness. He hid Elijah in a cave. He knew what He was doing. He knew. God put this treasure in earthen vessels. I was thinking about when Sharice and I were in the childbearing years. She would have them and I would be there. Feeding ice chips was the most important part of the birthing process for me. Want another ice chip? And when we started out, the era of that time was the husband, the dad, kind of stood up at the end of the field where my wife's face and head was, and I would hold her hand and try to not make her mad and just let her go through her thing. But somewhere along the way in childbirthing, the era that we're living in changed, and now the doctor expects you to come down to the end zone, go to the other whole side of the field. And I'll never forget, I don't remember which child it was, but one of them, two, three, or four, somewhere in there, there's five of them, so you get it all gets a little. But I remember going down to the other end, and I'm telling you, it was the most terror. I started crying. I was happy, but to be honest, I was terrified. I thought, she's gonna die? This is a mess. I've never seen anything like this. This is horrible. On one of them, I fainted. It's a true story. They took the mask off of Charisse and put it on me and set me up in the chair. It was unbelievable. I read somebody who described childbirthing as something so beautiful that they said it's like the beauty of a sunset on the ocean or the lake. Have you ever seen the sunset? It's going down and the yellow rays and the orange color, and it's just gorgeous. And then all of a sudden it's like somebody rips the sun open and the moon drops out, and then you enter into darkness. I thought, that is a brilliant description of what it's like to have a baby. Why did he come? He came to save you from sin and from yourself. The truth is, our lives were broken. That's why I heard about a father who had to babysit his 5-year-old daughter while his wife went Christmas shopping. And he had some things to do in his office, so he said, I'm gonna fix this to where she entertains herself. And he saw a map of the world, and he cut it up in squares, in numerous squares. And first he showed her the picture of the map, and then he cut it up in squares. And he said, now I'm gonna put it out here and mix it all up, and I want you to put the world back together. And he knew that that would take her at least 45 minutes. She'd entertain herself. So he goes back in his study, and all of a sudden she comes in about 36 seconds later and says, Dad, it's ready. I've done it. He said, there's no way. And he walked in, and sure enough, she had put the whole world back together. And he said, I don't understand. How did you do that? She said, well, Dad, I noticed that on the other side of that map that you had, that there was a man and a woman standing together. And I knew that if I could put the man and the woman back together, that I could put the whole world back together. And that's basically what Jesus did when he saw Adam and Eve, two people whose lives were messed up. He said, when he saw every man under the sound of my voice, every woman under the sound of my voice, he said, if I can put them back together, then I can put their world back together, their family back together, their purpose back together. But it's got to start with you and I. And that's why Jesus, God's Son, was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Our greatest need was not information, or he would have sent an educator. Our greatest need was not entertainment or pleasure, or he would have sent an entertainer. Our greatest need was not money, or he would have sent a banker. Our greatest need was forgiveness, because we couldn't get our life back together, so he sent a Savior. Jesus Christ, the invisible God, made visible in Jesus. If you have seen me, Jesus said, you have seen God. He showed up on this earth, born in a cradle that was a feeding trough. For a cradle. He didn't even have, in swaddling clothes, in a filthy manger, and then they put him in a feeding trough, maybe to say, I'm being born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread. I am the bread of life. Taste and see that I am good. Feed on me. Feed on my presence. It's all you need to have life and have life more abundantly. The gift of Christmas is Jesus Christ. And what I've come today to say to you is fourfold. Number one, if you don't know him and you've not invited him, you need to receive Christ and his forgiveness. You can really be forgiven. If he can put the man and the woman back together, he can put your world back together. I don't care how messed up and broken it is, receive Christ this Christmas, and you receive forgiveness. Secondly, some of you need to renew your faith this Christmas. Some of you have received Christ, but your life is not reflecting Jesus by your lifestyle. You're doing things that you know are not right. And I've come today to preach to you that you not only need to receive Christ, but there are times in our life when we need to do inventory and renew our faith. Renew our consecration. Renew our heart. Surrender ourselves completely to Jesus. Say, I want to receive forgiveness. I want to renew my faith. I want that closeness again. Thirdly, the Lord told me to challenge you with this one. He said, don't just tell them to receive forgiveness and don't just tell them to renew their faith, but he said, tell them to release their fear. That many of you are afraid of tomorrow, afraid of something physical happening or something bad happening. But the Lord says to you today, if you'll receive me and renew your faith, you can release your fear. And here's why, because the Bible said perfect peace casteth out all fear. And I always thought that meant I've got to get to a place where I get, you know, perfect love. The scripture said perfect love casts out all fear. And if I can just get to a place where I love everybody perfectly and I finally got the revelation, it's not talking about my love. Jesus Christ is perfect love. And when perfect love enters in, he cast out all fear. Receive Christ. When you receive Christ, renew your faith. When you renew your faith, he comes in and he casts all fear out, and you can release your fear. Everybody say, receive forgiveness. This Christmas. Renew your faith this Christmas. Release your fear this Christmas. I got one more for you. Rebuild your relationships. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Some of you are dreading tonight and tomorrow because you're about to be around family and people that you don't even get along with. But here's how you can do it with peace. When you receive Christ and he renews your faith and you release your fear, then you can rebuild relationships. How? Because he's the Prince of Peace, and he'll in turn, when he comes in you, make you a peacemaker. Lose the hostility. Lose the bitterness. Lose the anger. It's no way to live. It's eating you alive. Just let it go. I can be at peace with the fact that everybody's not at peace with me. And I can be a peacemaker. The best that you can, the Bible said, have peace with all men. The best that, just do the best you can. I may not want to eat every meal with you for the rest of my life, but I can love. Say, receive Christ. Renew your faith. This is a big one. Release your fear. Rebuild your relationships. The last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem. So it's an amazing story of how that hymn was written. It was written by a man by the name of Philip Brooks. He went in the 1800s to the Holy Land, rode a horse to a little village called Bethlehem, and got up on a hill. And as he was sitting up on the hill, he said that he looked at this beautiful village called Bethlehem where Jesus was born. And he grabbed a pen and a piece of paper and he began to write the words of O Little Town of Bethlehem. And then he wrote the last verse, which is so powerful. He said, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend on me, I pray. Listen to these words. Cast out my sin and enter in. Be born in me today. Oh, come to us. Abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. And I thought, what a great salvation prayer to pray on Christmas Eve. Oh, Holy Child of Bethlehem, I know it didn't end for you in a cradle. You went all the way to the cross for me. And I'm ready to receive forgiveness, renew my faith, release my fear. I'm ready to rebuild my life and relationship. Descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin. Enter in. Be born in us today. Oh, come to us. Abide in us. Oh, Lord Emmanuel. Would you stand to your feet at every campus, no one moving, and just bow your head reverently for one moment. I was astounded in the last services at how many people raised their hand to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Quit putting it off. Quit saying another day, next year, another time. Receive forgiveness. Renew your faith. You know what's right. Release your fear. Release it. Let Him rebuild the relationships that have been torn to pieces. You can have peace this Christmas. I want to tell you this, Jesus never comes where He's not invited. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. Will you open the door and let me in? Receive forgiveness. It's time. Release your fear. It's time. Let Him rebuild your life. It's time. Pastor, I want to get right with God today. I'm tired of running from Him. I'm ready to get right with God today. I want to receive forgiveness. I want to renew my faith. I want to release my fear. I want to rebuild the broken relationships, first with God, then with people. Pray for me. If that's you, right where you're standing, boldly raise your hand and say, I need Him in my life. I see that hand. That's beautiful. Raise it high and unashamed. Hands are going up all over this room. This is what Christmas is all about. All right? Now that you raised your hand, we're going to do something different. I don't think I've ever done this. But our prayer for salvation is going to be the last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm going to say it, and I want you to repeat it with faith. And Jesus is going to come into your heart. Are you ready? Everybody repeat these words after me. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born to us today. O come to us. Abide in us. Our Lord Emmanuel. In Jesus' name, I am forgiven. I am restored. He is releasing me from my fear, and He is rebuilding my broken relationships. Do you receive the forgiveness? The gift of Christmas is Jesus. Do you receive that today? I'm going to ask my family to come up on stage with me if they would, and we're going to light the candles. And, you know, I've got some of my family with me, and some of them are coming in. Charisse, that's the best I can do. How many of you love and appreciate my wife? Isn't she amazing? She still got it.
You light my candle.
She said, I light her candle. Come on now. All right, pass it on. Let's sing it now. Last verse, everybody. Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the great glad tidings tell. We worship Jesus just a few moments. Then sings my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great. This Christmas are thankful as you look back on 2017 of how great God has been to you and your family. Can you just nod your head and say yes? We're going to sing this again. We're going to lift him up. Would you just take a moment as we sing it again? And I want you to sing it like a mighty choir at every campus. I want you to lift the roof off because our God deserves that kind of praise on Christmas Eve. At Free Chapel, can you say amen? How great is he? How great is he? Then sings my soul. Are you ready to receive the Christmas blessing? Hold your candle up. I put this blessing on you. It's an ancient blessing spoken by Moses over the children of Israel. We're under a better covenant that even enforces it more for your home and your family. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you, and may he give you peace this Christmas in Jesus' mighty name. Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you. God bless you.
Kingdom Connection is a soul-winning ministry that is reaching the world through broadcasting, expanding into new church campuses, and global acts of compassion. By using the technology of today to fulfill the Great Commission, we are able to connect with countless people and reach hundreds of thousands of lives. Our broadcast connects with people like you all around the world with messages that speak to them. Our ministry exists to help build a connection for strengthening your faith and living out your God-given purpose. And our missions and relief work help connect you to desperate situations, showing the love of Christ through global acts of compassion. We feel the time is right and God is leading us to grow, and that only happens when you partner with us through Connection Partnership. With as little as a dollar a day, you'll be helping us reach further than we've ever been before. To become a part of this ministry and enjoy exclusive partner benefits, visit us online at jensenfranklin.org. Hope starts with you. Together, we can do something incredible for the kingdom of God.